This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on India Notes from My Father. Every trip is an education. Every trip to India is a contradiction. The Chennai train station had free Wi-Fi for 1 hour, but so few seats that most people sit on the floor. The Bengaluru airport is almost new, built by a French company on a 20-year concession before it will be claimed by the government. So in the city that bills itself the Silicon Valley of India, there's no Wi-Fi, or basically none, since the promise of something comes with the giant Indian monopoly Tata for 45 minutes accessible by a text message to your non-existent local phone. Perhaps worse, flying from Bengaluru to Delhi to journey home, a bag checked in Bengaluru would have to be reclaimed in Delhi because the domestic international terminals are a 20-minute or more bus trip apart, or at least a long walk from what they told me. Let's not make it easy to come or go in India. Nor does that turn out to be the true details, but hey, that's what we're talking about. Of course, being dropped at the airport in Bengaluru is still the easy road home. Suresh Kadashan, Acorn's India's director in South India, left me at the airport to have the car roll him home for a minute and then to the train station to make a 5 o'clock rail to a city at the very border of Karnataka and Maharashtra, 14 hours away on the train, to deal with the threatened closing of a market there for 10 days, which would devastate our members. I'll be over the Atlantic Ocean halfway to Newark before he shows up at 7 a.m. We were both relieved to be on our way to the next ports of call, though, in some ways. Not because of the work or the problems postponed, like this big market crisis, but because for major parts of 4 days, we were joined by various locally contracted crews for two different documentary films in various stages of completion, somewhere between help and hope. Both sets of directors promised faithfully that their interest was simply to follow us around, being virtually invisible so they could capture the truth of our work. The reality was wildly different, though. All were well-intentioned. We were organizing somewhere near the theater of the absurd, though. In some cases, the photographers were clueless, unable to navigate the local languages in either Chennai or Bengaluru, while expecting we would feed and ferry them about. In other situations, they confused documentary for high drama. We were asked to stage tourist gawking, bus riding, and any number of other scenes we politely declined. We had directors hither and yon that we had to remind repeatedly that we were organizers. All meant well, and no doubt all will end well. But what would be relief of to be free of our one-eyed camera shadows and their various helpers. What an experience. Never again. On hand this morning at the flyover market, I was able to study carefully the process where one of our leaders, and alternately his father, made giant thin doses that looked exactly like giant thin pancakes coming off the grill. They're made of rice flour, though, and in many ways the texture is more like a crepe. It's hard not to imagine cranking them out as a specialty of our coffee houses in New Orleans with cinnamon, sugar, and any number of other treats. Talking to our vendor between 6:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m., when he closes, he serves more than 400 breakfasts of Italy's doses and more to a steady stream of people charging 20 rupees for a full plate and 10 rupees for a half plate, essentially between a 20 and 35 cent U.S. dollar for the meal. Looks like hotcakes, and they sold like hotcakes. Summer in India runs, and particularly in Chennai, between March and May before the monsoons come. A daughter of one man we met was out of school. Our vendor's father was helping during the dry season before returning to his village to plant. Summer's waiting for me on the other end of this trip once I hit the south again, but otherwise the world awaits, ever-changing. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.